call the September 19th County Planning Commission meeting to order. I would like to thank the public for coming tonight, and I would like to remind everyone that if you wish to address the commission, please come to the microphone and state your name and address for the record. We need to ensure that we get everything recorded and keep the meeting in order. So please come forward to speak. Remember, please do not speak over anyone, one person speaking at a time. We have a few administrative items to take care of before the public hearings. First order of business is to approve the minutes from our August 15th meeting. Can I get a motion to approve those minutes?
I motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second to approve the minutes as submitted. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Chairman, I have a correction.
Okay.
Kevin King was not present at our meeting.
Catch.
And he was listed as being present.
Thank you, Kurt. Can I have a new motion to approve the minutes as modified, amended?
Or just approve them as modified, probably.
We have a motion to approve the minutes as amended, and we have a second. Can we have a vote? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. First item on the agenda tonight is case number 19.02 COMP Aspen Heights Subdivision Phase 2. Megan, could you please present the case?
Yes, Mr. Chairman and Board. Again, tonight you have before you case number 19.02 COMP, the final plat for Aspen Heights 2. The applicant is Litsky Investments LLC and the agent is Doyle Surveying. And to summarize, they're proposing to plat a 26.44 acre tract for the purposes of petitioning the City of Gillette for annexation of the parcel. All development review will take place under the city jurisdiction as well as installation of infrastructure and other services. It's located in a portion of the southeast quarter, Section 3, Township 49 North, Range 72 West, which puts it on the north side of Southern Drive, adjacent to the City of Gillette limits and Crow Avenue, which borders the property on the north. It's currently zoned ag and is existing as vacant grasslands. The water and sewer source will be the City of Gillette, and the following planning considerations will apply. They need to provide a letter from the city stating they will accept a petition for annexation and will provide water and sewer services. The legal description on the plat does not match the corrective warranty deed filed on May 14, 2019, so we need to make some corrections and discuss the filing of another corrective deed that matches the subdivision plat. They need to provide signatory documents for Litsky Investments stating who's authorized to sign on behalf of the LLC. Road and Bridge provided comments regarding future uses on the property and any increase in traffic onto Southern Drive. The city will require a traffic impact study at development review. They need to show and label the two plugged and abandoned gas wells on the property, their standard planning considerations, and some cosmetic changes to the plat. And with that, staff recommends approval of the final plat pending completion of all the considerations. And I can answer any questions you might have, and the agent is in the audience.
Questions? Did you receive any comments on this case, Megan?
I did not receive any written public comments, no.
Is there anyone here who would like to discuss this? Come on forward. Yes. Please give us your name and address.
My name is Ron Bradley. I live at 4411 Dakota Street, which is the street just north of where that property would be.
Okay.
My question is, I believe that we've seen on the notification that they were entertaining the idea of making Dakota Street an entry into this new neighborhood. And my concern is for the flow of traffic through there. It's not a particularly wide road. One side of the road doesn't have a sidewalk. We get a lot of rainwater from the hill, flooding, kind of floods us down and ices up all winter long and kind of runs the water into our yards and things like that. It's a nice quiet area. We feel that additional traffic to that area would cause an issue for us.
So I hate doing this to people that come, and we're very glad that you came, but the initial transfer of this property was considered an illegal subdivision by the county, and so this platting is merely, I'd say, a formality before they take the property to the city to do development review. So there's going to be many more meetings with the city of Gillette on annexing the parcel, splitting the parcel, and possibly development review, where they discuss those future accesses off of the city streets. So,
okay.
Unfortunately, we're glad you came, but this board doesn't have a lot of control over those access points and how they're going to develop the property.
Well, I appreciate you listening to me and letting me go through my whole spiel before you.
No, we're glad you came. And
we like having people come to our meetings.
Okay, and I take it that we'll keep receiving the notices by mail. And
so you're going to probably see a lot of them.
Okay, well, thanks again. Thank you for listening, and I will get out of here.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Anyone else?
Yeah, and the piece they've told us they intend to petition for annexation. So we're going to leave all of that development review to the city. I'm sorry. We're not rezoning it. We're not doing any further subdividing of the property. It's all going to be with the city. So make sure you get to those meetings when you get those letters and watch the Planning Commission agenda for the city.
That's not a very wide street either.
No. And it's nice and quiet back there.
It's one of the reasons why we bought our properties there. It's because of that. So
all the development review will be through the city.
I definitely recommend you guys take these concerns to the City Planning Commission when they're doing that.
Several others that were supposed to be here tonight, they couldn't make it. No one gentleman will be here shortly, but we can probably build him.
Yeah, that'll be perfect. You guys can regroup and be ready to go to the city, because it'll probably be a couple months before they have anything with them.
Some good concerns.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it.
Can I get a motion to approve case number 19.02 COMP Aspen Heights Subdivision Phase 2.
I have a motion to approve enclosure 1902 COMP Aspen Heights 2.
I second the motion.
No further comments. Melissa, can you poll the commission?
Thank you, Chairman Hildebrand. The motion is to recommend approval of case number 19.02 COMP, Aspen Heights Subdivision Phase 2, pending completion of all planning considerations. Commissioner Siebenaller?
Yes.
Commissioner Jordan?
Yes.
Commissioner Matlick?
Yes.
Chairman Hildebrand?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you to everyone who attended tonight. If you have any further questions about these cases or their hearings in front of the commissioners, please contact Megan. Next item is old business. Megan, do we have any old business?
We don't. We just have a business for your next regular meeting on October 17th. And also a reminder that we are hosting the annual Wyoming Planning Association Conference here in Gillette at the college, October 9th through the 11th. And I hope all of you will join me at our awards dinner and banquet on Thursday the 10th to showcase Camel County and Gillette.
Thank you. With no further items on the agenda, I adjourn the meeting.